Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast, titled Grape Expectations, written by George and Becky Low Miller. Grapes have been cultivated since the dawn of history. This oldest of domesticated fruit shows up over and over again in the poetry, fables, and art of almost every culture. The wild grape of those early times, Vitis vinifera, is believed to have originated in Asia. As it was cultivated and ameliorated, it was introduced to parts of Africa and eventually to Europe. All the European grapes grown today are thought to have descended from this one old variety. In the 1500s, Europeans brought grapes to Central America and Mexico. By the late 1700s, Franciscan monks were planting them in California, where the mild climate and rich, well-drained soil proved perfect. Meanwhile, on the East Coast, early colonists found many varieties of wild grapes. These flavorful natives were superb for jams and jellies, but their tough skins and large seeds made them unsuitable for raisin production, and they didn't measure up to the European varieties for winemaking. Attempts at growing European grapes in the English colonies failed. Gardeners blamed the harsh winters. Climate was indeed partially to blame, but now we know that phylloxera, a tiny plant louse, and mildew, two maladies that native grapes had become immune to, quickly destroyed the European varieties. Today, most grapes grown in North America are marriages between the succulent California-style grapes and the hardy native fruit. Grapes are among the easiest fruits to grow and are a perfect crop for the backyard gardener. All that they require is a sunny spot and soil that's rich in organic matter. Avoid heavy clay soils with poor drainage. Grapevines live for many years, so plan ahead when choosing a spot. Plant in the spring so the vines can establish themselves, and pick a site with good air circulation to thwart mildew. Prune in late winter before the buds start to swell. Think of this plant as a climbing shrub, and use it to enhance your landscape. The quick-growing vines, with their large leaves, can be grown over a pergola to shade a patio, trained up a trellis, or let run along a rail fence or field stone wall.